sea plena.
First meditation, Mary, daughter of the Father.
Grazia plena.
Could one imagine a daughter of the Heavenly Father more enchanting than you, beloved Virgin Mary? A daughter who so enraptures her father that he entrusts to her the most precious thing, his beloved son? No, there can be no equal to you. You are the one whom the Lord had chosen. Only God, the Holy One, knows all your beauty with which he himself adorned you. And he knows with what joy and tenderness you filled his heart, seeing you in the splendor of his grace. Tota pulchra, all beautiful art thou, O daughter of the Father.
Tota pulchra est Maria, tota pulchra est Maria, et macula originalis, non est in te.
In thee shines without stain the beauty of the first day, when God created us in his image.
Non est in te.
And you, the most beautiful and pure among women, give your whole heart to the Eternal Father, undividedly and in boundless trust.
Tu honorifit sentia popolina.
And he, who loves you so much, makes your praise resound throughout the whole earth, for all generations will call you blessed. Tota pulchra. And this beauty of yours comes from the presence of God in you, which pervades you completely. The purity of your soul seeks only to serve the Heavenly Father. It is this purity that leads you to say, yes, fiat, thus leading you along the path that the Father has planned for you. Thus, you become a radiance of the glory of God, which shines in you. You, beloved Virgin, have no need of ornaments or visible jewels. Your virtues adorn you like precious stones and reflect the goodness of God. Do you know, most beloved daughter of the Father, we rejoice with you from your election. God's joy for your sake and your joy for his sake is also our joy. Your splendor is also poured out upon us, for you are a daughter of the human race, one of us.
Et gloria mihi omnes recti corde.
You gave your yes to the will of the Father, also on our behalf, and will certainly help us to say our yes and to live for the joy of God. For how many people you are a model, and they consecrated themselves to you in order to be able to serve God better and to awake to feel your love towards the Heavenly Father. You know, most beloved Virgin, I always look for you in women, and when I discover you in them, I feel something of the delight that must fill our Father when he looks at you. And I see how women, under your loving influence, can become more and more like you. Today, most beloved Virgin, we celebrate in the Church your ascension into heaven. We know that from there you intercede for us, and our Father always listens to your prayer. Countless times the faithful repeat in the Holy Rosary the greeting addressed to you by the angel in Nazareth. And remember that hour when you said yes to the will of your Heavenly Father. We can never thank you enough for your fiat, for this was a bridge which God chose to send his Son into the world. What more could we say? Tota pulchra, you are so beautiful, O daughter of the Father, you, the masterpiece of his love.